This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Math Attack. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For a lot of people, getting better at math can't be fixed by trying harder. Liz Tung has more.
Whitney Donaldson was always bad at math. But as she got older, she and her parents noticed other problems, ones that went way beyond just memorizing her times tables.
I had trouble reading around clock face. I had trouble remembering numbers, even if I had looked at them over and over, remembering equations. I transposed numbers a lot. So instead of like 85, I might write 58 or something like that.
It was as if the part of her brain that dealt with any kind of mathematical thinking, numbers, patterns, spatial reasoning, was asleep at the wheel.
I got lost really easily. I didn't have good, like, I guess, depth perception almost. Like, I would knock over milk and stuff at the table a lot.
Whitney's mom was a teacher, and she started to suspect that Whitney might have a learning disability. So in fourth grade, she got Whitney tested. She was pretty much off the charts good when it came to reading and verbal. As for math?
Low, like fifth percentile type thing. So... and so they diagnosed me with dyscalculia.
In case you didn't catch that, Whitney says she was diagnosed with dyscalculia or dyscalculia.
People vary in the way they say it. I say developmental dyscalculia, but I've heard many different pronunciations.
That's psychology researcher Daniel Ansari. He heads the Numerical Cognition Laboratory at the University of Western Ontario in Canada. He uses brain images to study the neurobiology of how mathematical thinking works, or in the case of kids with dyscalculia, doesn't work.
Many more of your listeners will probably know or have heard of developmental dyslexia, which is a specific difficulty in the domain of reading. So it's sort of the analogous thing in the domain of math learning, and that's what we call developmental dyscalculia.
Dyscalculia is similar to dyslexia, but it seems to affect different processes. For instance, instead of making it hard to connect sounds with written words, people with dyscalculia might have trouble with math concepts.
Children with developmental dyscalculia have difficulties in linking symbols such as the Arabic numeral 5 to the concept of the quantity of 5 items, and that this numeral 5 can represent any 5 items that might be out there in the world.
They might have trouble figuring out which of 2 numbers is bigger, or counting out change in their hands. How many coins make up what number? Stuff like this can make people think there's something wrong with them. Daniel's heard from people all over the world about how it's affected them.
And those stories were devastating. You know, they just thought that something was fundamentally wrong with them, that they were individuals who were never going to make it in life.
Which is why Whitney says, for her, getting that diagnosis was a major relief.
It was hugely helpful for a number of reasons. One is that I didn't feel stupid anymore because I was finally told that this thing that was so hard for me wasn't my fault. And I didn't just need to, like, try harder.
Whitney's 29 now, and she says thanks to time and a lot of practice, she's learned how to do most of the things she couldn't as a kid, like read analog clocks or calculate the tip at a restaurant. Sometimes she says she just needs a little extra time.